Hi, it's Casey. Welcome to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Today, you are going to move your body, and we are going to move you towards lasting change. This woman did it.
Things can change in a moment. That's how fast your life can change. And let me ask you this. If you keep doing what you're doing, the way you're doing it, where are you going to be in 5 years?
That's Jeanette Jones. She's here with her life coach. So clear some space. You are about to throw out what no longer works for you and bring in what's going to change your life. Shine On, brought to you by Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be glad you did. Would you like to make changes in your life? Jeanette Jones has done that. She's coming up. Elizabeth Browning is the person who helped Jeanette. Elizabeth is a transformational life and acting coach, a businesswoman, a filmmaker. But making lasting change is what ignites her. It's hard to fit it all on a business card, though.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and I've never found a title that actually captures all of the different things that I do. I'm a transformational acting coach. I'm a filmmaker and a public speaker. And I run an online health and wellness business that allows people to get health and wealth and freedom. And so I thought, well, what is it that I do? And my work is really about allowing people to open their minds and their hearts and to step into a realm of possibility that they never knew existed for themselves.
All right. I am all in. Where do we begin today?
It's really about stepping into your body and your thinking and your breath in a whole different way. And research has actually shown that real transformation takes place, not just when you try to think your way into it, but if you get physical, if you get vocal, emotional, mental, when you wire the entire system up, you can completely transform your life.
I so get it. It actually gives me chills when I think about how people learn with music. Like the songs that you learned as a child are with you into old age forever. You know, that the musical element. And I've read stories and studies about people with Parkinson's disease mm-hmm. and what happens to them when they get on a bicycle.
Exactly.
You know, so movement and voice and feeling and yes, to transform. Because, you know, you can't just think the minuet in G like
exactly.
they did in the Music Man.
Exactly, exactly.
You've got to throw your whole self into it. So where do we begin?
So what I want to do is I want to give people a chance to actually experience this.
Okay.
And if you're listening, if you're at home, I would love for you to stand up and actually get physical. If you're driving, obviously, you're going to have to imagine yourself doing this, let out sound, do what you can in the car. But then listen to this again and do this at home, because it's one thing to watch it. It's like an exercise video. If you watch them exercise, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. If you get up and move, everything changes.
Right.
So this, I want to do a couple of quick, just dip into some of my opening exercises. And what I always start with is creating a space. Because in order to change and to become who we want to be, before we can just jump into it, there are things we need to clear and we need space around us.
Ah.
And so what I mean by that is I mean an energetic space.
Right.
So what you're going to do is you're going to think of anything that is weighing you down or bothering you or in your way today or in your life.
Got it.
It can be a person. It can be something that happened. It can be an idea that you just keep going over and over that sabotages you. And what you're going to do is you're going to name it for yourself. You're literally going to reach down. You're going to pick it up and you are going to throw it out and you're going to let out sound.
Well, where am I going to reach to?
So
inside of me?
You're
going
to reach down to the ground as if it's all lying in a big mess around you. Okay.
All right.
So one of the things you might, and I'm going to give some people some examples. Here are all of the judgments that people have ever put on us that say that we can't do something brand new at any age. Mm. I want you to pick that up. And I want you to let out sound and throw it out. Ha!
Ha!
Good.
So I'm literally acting out the motion.
Yes, you're acting out the motion. And I want you, don't just sort of go, and let it drop right in front of you. Throw it out because you'll feel the energy of that negativity leave your body. So we're going to do it again. Is there one you want to say that you want to throw out? Having to know what to say, having to know what to do, having to be perfect at any given time, I think we should all throw that out. Okay, let's throw that up. Pick it up. We're going to throw it out. And really feel the sound go out of your body. And one other thing the idea that you can't start over again mm-hmm. and do something brand new. And people, all the limited thinking that people put on us. So that'll be the last one. Absolutely. We'll pick it up and we'll throw that out and let us sound, ha!
Ha!
And then if you feel tension in your body, take it and wipe your hand across wherever you feel the tension. It could be in your chest. It could be on your face, on your head. Wipe it off and just start to throw that off too. Because what you're going to do is you're going to make some space for yourself. And you're not just thinking space, but you're telling your body it's time to start to let this go. And then with your arm, I want you to sweep in a huge circle all the way around yourself so that you make a think about making a huge amount of beautiful space.
I love this.
And you can do like a circle of color. You can pick any color you want. And you've created this huge circle of being. And then what I want you to do is I want you to start to literally reach up to the sky and pull in what you want to surround yourself with today. So you can pull in laughter. And you can pull in love.
Money?
And money. So much money. Abundance. And adventure. And new ideas. And spontaneity.
Opportunities.
Opportunities. Good. What else could we pull in? Really surround yourself. Health. Surround yourself with health. And see what it feels like to literally fill this circle of being.
I'm going to do this every day. I love it.
Totally. If you did, you would start your day in a completely different way. And now what I want you to do, you've created your circle of being, is I want you to close your eyes, unless you're driving, and then do not close your eyes. And I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to take the first thing that comes up in your system when I ask this question. If anything were possible, anything, and there were no limitations, and time wasn't an issue, money wasn't an issue, relationships were not an issue, and today you could start again and become anything you wanted to be and let yourself dream big and step into your wildest dreams, what might you do? Who would you be? How would you feel? And just breathe into that for a minute. And don't monitor yourself. Don't edit yourself. Take whatever comes up. Anything is possible and everything is okay. And then take a breath. And what I want you to do is open your eyes and put your arms out in front of you as if you're opening up this huge passageway. And I want you to take a big step into that new role for a minute. If you said, starting today, I'm going to step into being that. I'm going to step into doing that. I don't have to know how. I don't have to figure it out. And I want you to just take a walk around the room and see what it feels like. How are you moving? How are you standing? How are you breathing? How are you sitting? Because we think that the outside world gives us permission and tells us that we can have what we want and then we become that. But it's exactly the opposite. We get to pick whatever role we want to play. We get to step into it and move with it and breathe with it. And then the world around us begins to change. And that's the power of really choosing to change your energy. And that's what I wanted to start with.
Elizabeth Browning, our guest today. We are choosing our energy. We are choosing our future.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting the new year and choosing our future. That was an amazing exercise. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I want to introduce my good friend who came with me and business partner, who's going to share on a more personal level how this can really impact your life. So this is Jeanette Toronto Jones.
Hello, Jeanette Toronto Jones.
Hello, Casey. Thank you so much for having me today. And Elizabeth, thank you for that beautiful introduction and that exercise. It really worked for me even now.
You know, at first, it's terrifying.
It is very terrifying.
Right? It's scary.
Especially when you're doing it in a room full of women, which I have done with Elizabeth.
Tell me about that. When
yes,
and where?
That was down in the city, and we actually had about 25 people in the room. And part of why I'm here is because of Elizabeth. So we step into a room and everybody's thinking about all these things that totally blow their minds in their life that are just weighing them down like tons of bricks. And, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly just surround you. And the good kind of gets lost in all that. So what happens is you just, you're compounded with all this negativity and people's, you know, chattering in your ear. And what happens is they actually make you stand up and they actually make you speak to somebody. They make you speak it. They give it a name, the frustration, whatever, the fear, whatever that is. And they make you stand in this room with all these women you've never met before. But it's just so comforting. Or you can do it, you know, just by yourself. Mm-hmm. But the fact of having other people and sharing the same kind of feelings really does make an impact on, I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only one that carries this negative burden with me. And it's horrible what we grow up feeling, what we grow up with, and we don't even know it until we're adults, and that's when it comes out. Mm-hmm. So with the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, I had so much on top of me. For example, you know, what I dealt with was 32 years at IBM. You know what? You no longer have a job. Two kids in college? Oh, well, too bad. Wow. There's no work for you. You know, a marriage falling apart, eventually ending in divorce. My hero, my rock, my dad getting so horribly sick and then passing away. So all of this stuff compounding, my house in foreclosure, just one thing on top of the other. And it just was such a relief to just deal with that. And then there was one time that I heard, and what really changed me was this. I heard at church one Sunday, the saying went like this: if all you had tomorrow were only the things that you were grateful for today, what would your day look like? And then another thing came into my realm. If you think you can or can't, you're right.
You're right.
You're absolutely right. So with that, you know, I just started to change my can'ts into cans. I wasn't sure what I could do. And then I met Elizabeth, who brought a whole new set of possibilities into my world. I had a new reality. I started my own Arbonne online business, and I'm doing work that I love. I give access to the most pure products. I found a way to help others that can turn their cans into cans. I found a pathway to financial freedom. I allowed myself to live it. I never knew it existed until I was able to shed that old skin, that old way of thinking, that old trap that I was in. And, you know, as with business partners with Elizabeth, I also started, you know, attending her transformational classes, her acting classes, her workshops. And I got to experience exactly how that made me feel. I move differently now. I breathe differently. I finally realized that I could choose a role in my life and actually step into it and not only dream it, not only hope it was there. Because if you just think and you don't act, nothing happens. So if you're sitting out there thinking, no one knows how crummy I feel, or I can't even get up or move, you know, this all could help. Elizabeth could help. This whole way of thinking can help. Things can change in a moment. That's how fast your life can change. And let me ask you this. If you keep doing what you're doing, the way you're doing it, where are you going to be in 5 years? And where might you be if you decide to start making these wonderful changes?
That's beautiful Jeanette Jones, whose life was changed by transformational life coach Elizabeth Browning. Elizabeth has more to share, including a special offer for you to learn from her free, coming up.
You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. Find out more and listen to previously broadcast shows online at caseyradio.com.
Ladies, you know how good it feels to catch a glimpse of your own reflection and smile back at it. Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco can help refresh your reflection naturally. Long-lasting Thermage uses radio frequency to strengthen your skin. Thermage can help you regain a youthful contouring of your cheekbones and jaw. It works great on stretch marks and on your legs and around your knees, too. A Fraxel laser treatment pinpoints sunspots, scars, and wrinkles, and stimulates your own natural collagen. Fraxel can help change damaged skin into glowing, healthy skin. Ladies, in less time than a yoga class or a mani-pedi, you can renew and rejuvenate your skin and smile back at your reflection. Take the first step today. Call Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco. Here's the number, 914-241-3003. And visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did.
Hi, I'm Queen Latifah. My mom has always been my rock. She's stronger than anyone I've ever known. Growing up, when life got hard, her strength helped pull us through. And now, as she's managing heart failure, her strength once again shines.
The American Heart Association wants everyone to experience more of life's precious moments. 1 in 5 Americans will be diagnosed with heart failure, a serious life-threatening condition. But it doesn't have to steal your hope and strength.
To me, strength is hope. If I don't stay strong, it's like I'm giving up on hope. I have too much to live for. My family, my students, my friends, they're my reason for living a healthier, longer life. Together, we're rising above heart failure.
Learn simple changes you can make to help prevent, improve, or manage the condition at riseabovehf.org.
Hi, it's Casey, getting you ready for the new year with the transformed Jeanette Jones and her life coach and colleague Elizabeth Browning, who says, stop believing the stories you tell yourself.
And we don't know that they're stories. We think it's what's true. And so you start by identifying the story and going, oh, that's a story. That's a role that I've been playing and a story I've been telling myself. And it's probably a true story. It's not that it's not true, but the story I'm hopeless and there's no way out is a story. And then if you go, well, if that's a story, and if that's a role I'm playing, what if I chose a different play to be in?
Right.
And what if I changed the story? And the best way to do it, because when you're really stuck, you have no idea how to change, just write down whatever your story is and then pick the exact opposite.
Wow.
And write it down. So if your story is, I'm hopeless, you say, my future is filled with so much possibility and hope. And it's not going to resonate as true in the beginning.
Right.
And if you just walk around in your bathrobe, schlumping through the house going, I'm filled with hope, I'm filled with hope, it's not going to do anything. But if you say, this is my new story, this is my new script, and now I'm going to start to play with it and move with it and step into it. And then I also had an actual business that I could offer her. So it wasn't just positive thinking, but it was, there are opportunities
right.
that nobody knows exists, that we think, oh, there's no work, or there's no way for me to make a living. And that's not true either, but right. that's part of the story.
And now your partner's in Arbonne, right?
We are. We are. We're business yes. partners. She joined my business.
Oh, amazing.
No matter what it is, we have these blinders on, and you don't know what you don't know.
Oh, I say that all the time.
You don't know.
That's one of my favorite phrases. I say it all the time. You don't know what you don't know. So Arbonne helped her financially, but what about the other things? It's changing the story. Did you write a new script, Jeanette, and
yes.
put it on the refrigerator? What did you do? Because I'm going to do it today.
That's what you do. I've done a lot of books. I've done a lot of reading.
Yeah.
And you know what? You get more involved with the positive.
Yes.
And less with the negative.
But I'll tell you this, sisters, you need support with that.
Absolutely.
You need support with that. And no matter where you are, if it's at your job or whatever, you need a safe person that supports you in every little facet of your life.
Absolutely, Casey. And what happens is when you put yourself in that positive, you attract others
right.
that can be supportive, and you know who to keep at arm's length, and you know who to let in, and then you start that. You change that paradigm of, oh yes, this person talked to me for a half hour about woe is, and then you're just you let it go.
Let
you
it go.
Give it up, and you say, you know what, I'm not dealing with this today, Lord, thank you so much for that, because now I could pray for that person. Like simple things like that. It's what you let into your circle and what you start to keep out of your circle.
And Casey, I love what you said, that we can't do this alone. Mm-mm. If we could all heal our lives alone, we'd all be well.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we isolate ourselves. We try to, when you're in a certain level of a problem, There's an energy, there's a life energy that goes with that. You can't solve the problem in the problem energy.
With that same energy.
Exactly.
You need something
and
from
so
the outside.
You need some new way of thinking, some new way of seeing, and there's so many resources out there. But this is what I tell my acting students and my business clients. It doesn't start by feeling like doing it and then doing it. Mm-hmm. You take the action and the feelings follow.
Right.
That's what nobody realizes.
That's where the motivation comes from, the doing. Mm-hmm. So you have to force yourself in the beginning.
It's an act of the will.
Yeah.
And I heard this recently. Tony Robbins, he said, how long do you think it takes to change your life? Do you think it takes 10 years? Do you think it takes a year? And he said, your life can change in an instant. Mm-hmm. But it's the moment that you make the decision, enough is enough.
Right.
I am getting up. And I'm going to go in a different direction. And then you make that decision. It's an act of the will. And it can be as simple as just getting up off the couch and moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I also heard, I have so many, Mel Robbins, she did a TED Talk on how to stop screwing yourself over.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this system called the 5-4, it's a rocket launch. So if you have an impulse, if you have an idea, if you have something that you think you should do or someone you should talk to or even exercise, you do a countdown. You go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And then you just do it.
Right.
And she said, if you spend a minute thinking about it, it's dead in the water.
Oh, our brains, we talk ourselves out of everything. I'll do it tomorrow. Sometimes, too, just saying, well, tomorrow I can go for a hike or tomorrow I can eat the healthy food. Your intentions are good, but sometimes having that easy, tomorrow is an easy out.
Tomorrow isn't actually real
no,
either.
It isn't
That's
real.
A way to say, I'm not doing that right now.
It is. It is. It is.
I know. Oh, I'm the queen of tomorrow.
You know, I read about in a fast food, when they put healthy items on a fast food menu, the first time they did it, you would think people would take the healthy option. They did a survey that said, healthy eaters, people who wanted to eat healthy, actually went and ate the most caloric thing on the menu because they knew they could come back the next day and have the healthy thing.
Oh, my.
Isn't that the mind? The mind is amazing.
The mind.
The mind is amazing. So,
can I tell you one other
sure.
thing that I loved that
sure,
I
sure.
heard? Your heart is the thing that first starts your life.
Mm.
And your brain develops, I don't know how many days after the heart.
Right.
And you can become brain dead, but your heart, when your heart stops beating, is when your life is over.
Mm-hmm.
And if our brains are like those old survival mechanism looking for how to protect us
right.
and always worrying, if we can learn how to start to drop from our minds and those brains into our heart, there's a wisdom
in
this heart. And then move from that
right.
and take chances from that and create from that.
Yeah. My husband's in AA 19 years, and he calls it the 12-inch rule.
Mm.
Or for some people, the 15-inch rule if they're taller. You can have something in your head, but it's a long way to go, that 12 inches to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to travel that road. Ladies, this is wonderful chat. We're running out of time, and I know you have a special offer for at least 10 people listening right now.
Yes, yes. I have an online webinar. There are 4 parts to it that I did with a speaking partner, Lois Barth, and it's called Shatter Your Inner Glass Ceiling. And what I would love to do is gift to anyone who wants it, the private link to the first session. It has some of these exercises in it. It's mm-hmm. got some of these concepts, and you can follow along, and it'll give you a way to work out. And then along with that, we want to give you one of our RE9 sample kits with Arbonne so that you can feel wonderful from the inside out and also from the outside in. And
beautiful.
We love you, and God bless everybody.
Elizabeth Browning and her colleague, Jeanette Jones. If you'd like to be one of the 10 who will win part one of How to Shatter Your Inner Glass Ceiling and a treat from Arbonne, contact Elizabeth Browning at elizabethbrowningstudio@gmail.com. elizabethbrowningstudio@gmail.com. And if you want to spend a weekend being inspired, I hope you'll join me for Shine On at the Glasshouse Retreat in February. Get details at kcradio.com. Your thought for the day from Henry Ford, American industrialist and founder of the Ford Motor Company, who said, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. See you next week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is made possible with support from the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Let Dr. David Bank recapture your youthful look. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning from 100.7 WHUD.